Ghana has been identified as one of the highest fish-consuming countries in the world. The country's per capita fish consumption rate currently stands at 23 kilograms per year, as compared to the world's rate of 13 kilograms per capita. The Minister of Fisheries and Agriculture Development, Nayom Bilijo, made the observation when his ministry took its turn at the Meet the Press series in Accra. Mr. Bilijo said the ministry is taking steps to meet the growing demand for fish. A report by Slomi Idumensa and Joan Akwakli.
Mr. Bilijo mentioned some of the interventions as development of fish landing sites and harbors at Axim, Discove, Jamestown, Moree, Gomofete, and Winneba. He said a college of fishing will be established in Anomabo to help educate the youth with interest in fish farming and improve the skills and knowledge of major stakeholders in fisheries and aquaculture.
The nation's fish supply is in deficit relative to national requirements. For example, in 2012, our total fish production was 482,000 metric tons, while fish requirement was in the region of 968,000 metric tons, showing a deficit of about 50.2%. It is on record that Ghana is one of the highest fish consuming nations in the world, with a per capita consumption of around 23 kilos per person per year, while global average is hovering around 13 kilos. To facilitate the production of technicians and to improve the skills and knowledge of the major stakeholders in fisheries and aquaculture, the government is in the process of establishing a fisheries college at Anomabo, which is affiliated to the University of Cape Town.
Mr. Bilijo gave fishermen in New Takrade in the Western Region up to 30th of this month to identify a suitable place for the construction of a cold store for them or lose the project.
The only reason this facility at New Takrade hasn't started is because the municipal assembly and the people and fishers of New Takrade have since the beginning of the year failed to get a suitable land for the project. When December ends, the project expires. And I told the people of New Takrade, at the end of December, you no longer have a coal store. Once construction begins, even when the year ends, we will ensure that it is completed. But if it doesn't start before the year ends, I'm afraid New Takrade would have lost out.
He mentioned some of the challenges facing the ministry as overfishing, excess catching capacity, depletion of some marine stocks, and post-harvest losses.
Slomi Dumensa and John Akpakli filed that report.